Everyone, my name is Fahima Jalili. I am the host of Free Voices every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. Listeners, you mean a lot to us. Simply, I just want to thank you all.
I'm Liz, and I broadcast on Saturdays from 9 to 10 p.m. My listeners are my friends, whether I've met them in person or not. Being social creatures, people want to talk to each other and share stories, and meaningful social interactions with our friends make our days better. It means a lot to me to spend an hour every week with my friends, chatting and listening to music. Thank you for tuning in.
loved that. That's Coucou, Comment Ça Va by Comment De Beau here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Before that, you heard Tomoyo, Konosaki Mo Zutto by Ketsumeshi, which is all about friendship. And I didn't realize that it's also the ending theme to one of the seasons of Crayon Shinchan, which is a long-running anime series about a little boy who is a menace to society. to put in very brief terms. But yeah, you're listening to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm Leslie, and we're celebrating 8 years of doing community radio. It's about 8 years. It's probably 8 years. It's like either right under or right over 8 years. I don't know that it's right on 8 years, but it's been 8 years since I've been doing community radio. And as I promised today, I'm telling two stories about how great community radio is. One of them I just told earlier today. It is about confidence and feeling more comforted in yourself and who you are, thanks to the kind listenership of a community radio listener. But this next story takes us to a tale about the medium instead. Why is community radio so great and so good? And this is the reason, this is the story of why I continue to do it. I was birding last week over at Maplewood Flats. It is the home of the Wild Bird Trust of BC, and there are just a bunch of birds on that wetland park. It's amazing. It is one of my very favorite places in the world because bird is abundance. But it is also a place that I love so much because it really forces me to take a moment and just be. If you've been a longtime listener of Typically Tuesdays, you are kind of already might have heard this a lot before, but one of the things that I love about birding is that it forces you to be very mindful of your senses and your surroundings. You have to slow down when you bird. You are not going to get anywhere without patience, essentially. One of the things that I love about community radio sort of parallels why I love birding so much. It's because you have to do it yourself. You have to, you know, learn how to make a good radio show, learn how to become a good storyteller, learn how to even like put together an entertaining, interesting playlist. And all of that is slow. If you want your radio show to be good, you do it by taking one step at a time. And you pick up new skills for production, and you talk to new people to interview. And it is really about being very present in what you are making. And who you do that for and why you do that is all dependent on the type of relationship that you want to build with your listener. Similarly, in birding, you have to slow down. You have to be mindful because you have to take into consideration the type of relationship that you want to have with nature and with the beings in those places that you were exploring. As I was thinking about this last week out at Maplewood Flats, I came across this one area that is quite popular on the trail. It's essentially this barricaded lookout, I guess, right over the creek that runs parallel to a bit of the trail. And that is a place that's also covered in shrubs and trees. There are so many little songbirds that flutter about over there. Lots of black-cat chickadees, spotted towhee, lots of song sparrows, fox sparrows, and your occasional red-winged blackbird. It's really beautiful there. Every time I take a new person to Maplewood Flats to, like, force my hobby onto them, I guess, that is their favorite spot. We spend so much time dwelling there. When I go by myself, I'm spending lots of time sitting there and just looking out, and sometimes looking out at the creek as well and seeing the great blue herons and the kingfishers that are over around the creek. But because this area of the trail is so populated by birds, one thing that people who visit the park often do is they leave bird seed there. And they bring their children and they tell their kids to, like, hold the bird seed out in their hand so that the birds will come feed off of them and stuff. I understand the appeal. Obviously, getting very up close with birds is very exciting, and being able to see a lot of birds is obviously very exciting. But there are explicit rules at Maplewood Flats to essentially followed leave no trace principles, like to not feed the birds, because it's actually not very good for the environment. It's not good to have the birds, like, become dependent on humans for food either. And it can attract other wildlife that could disrupt the habitat there. Nevertheless, every single time I go to Maplewood Flats, that is a spot that's covered in birdseed. If you stay long enough on the trail and you go back to that area after walking past it, all the birds have already eaten all of the birdseed. And lo and behold, in my experience at least, even more birds come out when there's little to no bird seed left in that area. I'm not an ornithologist, I'm not a biologist, zoologist, and so on, but I always find it really interesting because it makes me feel as though, like, actually the presence of these very eager humans might actually make the birds feel some type of way. Maybe a little bit uncomfortable, maybe not as safe or something like that. I can't help but to think about how feeding birds at Maplewood Flats is kind of like commercial radio. Now, I'm not trying to rag on commercial radio necessarily, right? Like, we can all enjoy a top 40 hit. That's fine. But the way that commercial radio, have you ever noticed? It can feel so shallow. It can feel so actually not personable, because the host is really focused on just playing the top hits and playing ads, which help the station keep its lights on and helps the investors continue to invest in that radio station. But how often do you listen to a commercial radio program and you hear actually engaging, interesting topics that you aren't already hearing all the time? They're talking about the weather, they're talking about the traffic, great, important things. They're talking about mundane things that kind of have, like, no heft to them. And it makes me wonder, as a person who makes community radio, what is the type of relationship that these hosts of community radio, these producers of community radio, or not, these hosts of commercial radio and these producers of commercial radio want to build with their listener? One that is simply transactional, perhaps. The content of it just feels so manufactured. The stories that are being told feel so incredibly produced and just staged. That's how I kind of feel going to Maplewood Flats and doing my birding, you know? When I get to that little place where people leave the birdseed, it feels staged. People are taking their opportunity to, like, lure the birds out to just have their little moment. But it's not good for the environment there. It's not good for the habitat there. It's not good for the birds. Instead, when you walk through other parts of the trail where there's no bird seed because people think that those spots are boring, those are actually often the places that are the most interesting. You stop and you take a moment to listen, really listen, to smell and taste the air at Maplewood Flats, and to watch how the leaves are shimmering in the trees. And then you hear the crunching of small footsteps. When you look down on the trail, when you look down by your feet on the sides of the trail, all around you, if you are quiet and patient enough, if you are there with the intent of being with nature, not controlling it, not luring any of it out, but being with nature, all around you, suddenly, there are birds everywhere. On the trail, walking right beside you, zooming right past your head. It is so exciting and beautiful to experience that when you are birding in that kind of mindful way, in that what I would consider maybe like a more relational way. And that's how I really feel truly about making community radio a lot of the times. When I come into making a new show every week, I'm trying to think about the type of relationship that we have and what the show is going to do for our relationship. How am I going to engage you? Potentially, what could you take away from listening to that program? And you know, I do that because that is what I can do to repay you. What I can do to repay you for listening to my show is to make sure that every week I have a show that is of some kind of substance. Maybe my head is not fully in it. Maybe there's something else going on. But I want to make sure that you feel engaged when you're listening to the program. And it is with, you know, a lot of gratitude that I know that through this type of maybe natural birding methodology of of making community radio, I am able to engage you each week with what I'm making on Typically Tuesdays. Because you're here, you're sitting and listening to my show. You are certainly going about your day. But we are sharing the same space together. You have allowed me into your space in the same way that those spotted towhees and the song sparrows at Maplewood Flats allow me to be in their space, in the same way that the Anna's hummingbirds let me watch them with patience and wonder in their homes. That is kind of the relationship that we have right now. You are a bird. Wow. Have you ever considered? You are a bird. That's amazing. Thank you. And like a bird, I love you so much because you really take the time to listen to this program. Despite how weird I might be, you're like, hey, Leslie does something. She's interesting. I want to listen to Typically Tuesdays today. I want to listen to today's episode of the show. that's what keeps me going. That's what keeps me wanting to go back to Maplewood Flats. That relationship of being with birds. That's what makes me want to keep making community radio. This relationship with you. Thank you for being a part of Typically Tuesday's story. Thank you for being a part of my story as a community radio programmer. And thank you so much for being a part of CJSF's community. We can't do this without you. You mean the world to us. Seriously. And I know you got good taste. I know you love grassroots, just thoughts on the world. If you tune into Typically Tuesdays, I know that you love community arts. If you listen to Typically Tuesdays, I know that you just love good music and some birding facts sometimes if you listen to Typically Tuesdays, because you got great taste and you like the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thanks for listening this week to Typically Tuesdays as I close off the program today. 8 years. Thank you for celebrating with me. Thank you for being here. I'm going to close off the show today with one final song. You should tune into more great CJSF radio, of course. Listen to Beats and Eats every Thursday from 1 to 2. Nicole, who is our public affairs coordinator, talks about great music and great food. And each week she shares a recipe that is 5 ingredients or less. Take it from her. She's like a professional chef. I think she literally is a professional chef. Take it from her. You know, it's a great show. Beats and Eats every Thursday from 1 to 2 here on 90.1 FM CJSF. The final song today, it's going to feel like a really sappy, but like, listen, I like this song. And I think everybody at the radio station here at 90.1 FM would sing it to you specifically, because you just make so much of who we are. This is a track that I really love off of an album that I just, it's one of my favorites. I've been Leslie here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is Dolly Parton with Highlight of My Life. Oh, super sappy. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will talk to you again very soon.
Hello there, listeners. This is Connor from the music department here at CJSF 90.1 FM, just chiming in to say thank you for listening to CJSF.
You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.